He was born Nesfor-Nepse in a French village on the River Saône in Burgundy, a region east-central in that country. He began his life in Saint-Loup de Varn, and today an imposing monument establishes the date Nesfor changed the world. Other attempts at fixing an image had been failures, though the technology for projecting an image had been around since 400 BC. Light, the ubiquitous energy derived from our modest star, is a radiant energy known to travel at nearly 1 million feet per second. All of a scene our eyes receive is derived from this radiant energy. In fact, a crude lens can be fashioned from a hole in any sheet of sturdy material, with the surprising result of an image of the scene in front projected onto another material at the correct distance from the hole. This is the principle of the device known as camera obscura. What was left was for Nesfor to develop the image on a material when it was projected. The obstacles to this achievement and to the early advancement of world-changing photography will be covered in the next podcast.